After that long day, Kai headed back to Vanguard to see how Hugh was coming along in preparing the ship to go to refitting and acquire its modular CCC. She knew she would have to move to quarters on Cascadia Station, and Stella's guest room was already full, but not tonight. She was tired, but excited at the same time. At last, there would be a joint force, and she grinned to herself at the thought. She had handled the Slaughter Key privateers, even Merced. Hera Gannett, Kai's escort, stopped suddenly.
Isn't that Rafe Dunbarger?
Rafe, in a perfectly tailored business suit, still looked like Rafe, but without the familiar edge. He also looked older and tired, and in some subtle way defeated. His smile, though, when he met her eyes, was much the same. Her heart raced. Kai nodded to him, trying to damp the excitement she felt. Rafe! She choked back the "at last" that would have been natural, along with the very unmilitary desire to grin like a fool. After all, she told a room full of dignitaries that she had no feelings for him. She must not be seen by anyone, even her bodyguard and his, making the opposite obvious.
Kai, I'm glad to see you.
He might have spoken to a casual acquaintance as calmly. She felt her heart lurch in her chest as she wondered if he felt nothing, if she was being a silly schoolgirl.
You are...
changed, she wanted to say. No longer interested. Someone else entirely wearing Rafe's face.
Well, quite well. And you?
Kai couldn't help being slightly annoyed. He should know her better than that. She wondered what kind of game he was playing.
I'm fine. And your family?
His eyes sagged shut briefly. His smile now seemed forced.
They're much better. My father's recovery is still progressing, albeit slowly. Penny, my sister, is working for the company now.
They might have been distant acquaintances, politely reintroducing themselves. Kai felt a surge of impatience. They could surely get beyond that.
So, you're here for the conference?
Yes. ISC and the Nexus governments are, as I'm sure you've been told, closely related. Nexus has depended on the ISC's fleet for a long time, and they're not pleased to find out it's not very good. And as Stella may have told you, one of our subsidiaries here holds a license to manufacture the new Ansibles on Cascadia, so my presence was considered necessary.
The awkward moment lengthened. The obvious bodyguard at his side stared at Kai and nudged Rafe, who startled.
Oh, sorry. Kai, I want you to meet Gary. He was instrumental in rescuing my family.
Gary looked like a very hard case indeed. Kai could feel Hera Gannett's alertness, like a radiant heater. The man smiled suddenly, a remarkably open smile for someone so obviously dangerous.
Gary Marin. Rafe knew me a long time back. I have had a private security company. Now I'm working mostly for him, something I would have never expected.
Rafe can be quite unexpected.
Kai felt Hera's slight relaxation. Gary glanced at Rafe, a look somewhere between fatherly and mischievous.
That he can. But I understand you too can be unexpected.
Kai rocked back on her heels for a moment.
It's considered appropriate in commanders. Surprise being one of the principles of successful warfare.
Rafe's grin looked natural this time. Gary shook his head.
You told me, Rafe, but I didn't believe it. And this is the woman?
Enough, or I'll be late for the meeting. Kai, you'll excuse me. If the Alliance holds, we may meet again to discuss the status of the ISC fleet.
He nodded, turned away. Gary shrugged and followed.
The woman? Is he talking about you, Admiral?
Kai was more annoyed than she wanted to admit.
Rafe has probably told him that I'm an innocent child warrior with a ramrod up her rear. And he's surprised to find that I'm not 16 or something.
I'm not sure I like this place. It's so polite. I keep thinking something else is going on.
Trade and profit, I know that much.
Where there's money, there's trouble. Spies, thieves, crooks of all kinds. If Turek doesn't have agents here, I'll be very surprised.
He certainly did. Toby fell in love with the daughter of one, and there's no knowing if the locals ferreted out all of them. But I don't think they'll do anything on the station, do you? Not after they caught Zori's father.
If they can. get rid of you, and they've gotten rid of someone they already know is a dangerously efficient commander. Ma'am, if you don't mind, what do you really think of that man?
Rafe's bodyguard?
No. Ser Dunbarger. He's different than I remember him. What do you think?
I think he's gotten stuffy and boring. Kai was appalled at her own honesty. He was a rogue. That much was obvious before. But at least he was entertaining, and he'd quit treating me like an imbecile. And he gave me good advice. But now, I guess he's distancing himself from all that. From everything in his life as it used to be. And I was part of that life. I don't think it's just the present diplomatic problem.
She felt sad, even hollow. It wasn't as bad as what Hal had done, but it hurt in the same places. Hera started to say something, then very obviously stopped herself. Kai didn't want to think more about Rafe, about the bond she had been sure they had, but she could not quite push him out of mind.